Good morning, Anchor Nation, Darling Rage Nation. Happy Thursday. How are you today? So we're going to continue our series on finding your voice. And if you've been listening in, you've heard me talk about the fact that finding your voice, especially creatively, is a process. And it requires a lot of self-work, a lot of introspection, but also a lot of just action taking. So up till this point, we've talked about how it's important to set aside time each day to really get quiet, to start hanging out with yourself, to start listening and observing what narratives are playing over and over in your head, to start listening to what that inner critic is saying, what are the common themes, what are the common threads, and start writing those down so that you can recognize patterns. Once you get to that place where you're starting to see the patterns, you're starting to recognize, oh my gosh, my inner voice is saying this, this, and this over and over again. And particularly when I go to start making something or try out a new medium or whatever it is, this is the narrative that's coming up again and again. For me, let me give you an example of this. When I started diving into meditation and being quiet with myself and really starting to observe those inner narratives, I was honestly shocked with how negative they were, because I think a lot of us have done this where we just are running so much in our lives and not taking time to get quiet and really notice what our inner mental state is. And so I was shocked to hear my inner narrative, and one of the themes that would come up over and over again when I first started digging into this was, particularly when I started painting again, was that imposter syndrome voice. That voice that said, who do you think you are? Like, how dare you call yourself an artist? You're not even good. You know, you're an amateur, you quit a long time ago, you're not worthy, you know, all of these things that would be running through my head, but subconsciously. When I took the time to start uncovering these things, I started journaling them out, and then I started doing the real work of flipping the script, flipping the narrative, and being intentional about actually rewiring my brain and starting to change that narrative. So, for example, when it came to that narrative that said, who do you think you are? I would write that down. I would cross it out. I would go back to that practice that I told you guys about in an earlier episode about personifying the inner critic, and would actually have a conversation with him. In this case, we call him Harold, and you know, he's full of regret. And I would say, I think I am, I know I am created to create. I am an artist. I was created to make things. And I don't care what they look like. As long as I am in the process of creating and making things, I am whole. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I would start saying those things in a very specific way as affirmations, and would say them even before I started believing them. I would say them until I believed them. And the other piece of that was that I just started making things. I set out time, 2 minutes a day, just to doodle, just to paint, just to do something without expectation of outcome, without caring about what it looked like. And that's how I started the process of flipping the script. I literally would journal those narratives, flip them on their head, start using those positive narratives for affirmations, and then I would take the action to actually start creating new things. So I would literally flip the script, and I would take the time to do this work. It's a process, as I said, and it takes work and action and follow through and commitment. And I realize that those aren't words that are always associated with creativity, but really, it's like anything else in your life. You have to be intentional about your goals and specific with your life, with what you see as happening currently. You have to be realistic in seeing what is really happening and then figuring out how to change that, because you really do have agency over those things, over changing your mental circuitry and your mental health. And although there are chemicals involved, and that's a whole other conversation with mental health and medications, and those are awesome and helpful, just what I'm talking about right now is literally flipping the script and starting to notice and recognize those negative narratives that you do have in your head, journaling them out, flipping them on their head, and using them as affirmations so that you can start changing the neural pathways of your mind and boosting your confidence and starting to actually believe in the things that you're saying about yourself that are positive and true. So I would say things like, I was made to create, I don't care what you say, inner critic, I appreciate you for what you are, you know, I know that the fear is just trying to keep me safe, but no thank you, you're not in the driver's seat, and I'm just going to start making anyway. And honestly, I had to get to a place in my life where I was just straight fed up with not creating anymore, and I was desperate to start painting again, to start creating again, because it had gotten to the point where I had stifled that part of myself for so long that I was just sick of it, and I couldn't live another day just sitting on the couch. I couldn't live another day not accessing my true self. And a lot of that had to do with some tragic situations in my life, which I've talked about before, some postpartum depression, you know, all of these struggles that were catalysts that I'm so thankful for, because they brought me to a place of desperation where I was willing to do whatever it took to change. And I wasn't willing to sit around anymore and just allow my negative inner narratives to run me. I wanted to switch them and flip the script. So I started affirmations every morning, and whenever I started feeling down on myself and negative, I tried to be really intentional about paying attention to those feelings and those reactions and leaning into breathing and encouraging myself. I just pictured myself as my best friend or my sister, and I started not saying anything to myself that I wouldn't say to my sister, you know, or my friend, and being very intentional about that. And I just started making stuff. I was scared. I didn't believe in myself yet, but I started making things anyway. And I started small with manageable bites. So I got a tiny notebook and some markers, Sharpies, some little watercolors, and things that were easily accessible for me that I didn't have to take a long time to set up, that I could grab at a moment's notice. You want to take away all barriers of entry, really. Make it as easy for yourself as possible to be able to just start. Just start. That's really it. Like, you're not going to get to a place mentally where you're feeling completely comfortable before you start. Like, taking action is part of the process of feeling more comfortable and more confident. So start speaking life to yourself and just start making things. And I would love to hear your call-ins about that.
Hey, Mommy. What was it?
Yeah. How are you?
Hello.
How are you? Really? You silly. Jumping on my stomach. Ow. Don't pinch. So, in conclusion, for what we're talking about today,
want you to work on writing out those negative narratives and then taking time to flip that script and write out its positive opposite. Even if you don't fully believe it yet, you're gonna start speaking it, you're gonna start changing your neural pathways and then your beliefs. And while you're doing that, while you're speaking life to yourself and to your creative voice, you're also going to start intentionally making things, even if it's 2 minutes a day. Find a medium, preferably something you already have around your house or something easy, like grab a journal or a notebook and a box of crayons. It doesn't have to be fancy, and have it in a location where you can grab it really easily, where there's no barriers to your being able to be creative, so that there's that much fewer excuses for you to just start making things. And the most important thing is that you just start. You're gonna be scared. Your inner critic is gonna be yelling at you. This is all normal. Just do it anyway. Pretend that you're 5 years old and start to play, start to explore. The most important thing is to not worry about the outcome. Focus on just playing and enjoying the process. Because the more that you enjoy the process and the more that you engage in the process, the easier it becomes. Creativity is just like your regular physical muscles. Creativity is a muscle and a skill that needs to be stretched and needs to be exercised in order to get strong. So I believe in you guys. I can't wait to hear how this is going for you. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. Can't wait to come back to you for more in our Finding Your Voice series. In the meantime, rage on, darlings.